Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the latest buy, hold, sell podcast brought to you by Livewire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Texanani. If you're the type of person who enjoys movies that don't have a rosy ending, like me, you're in for a treat this episode. We're going to discuss three stocks that have been beaten down in February and two companies to avoid. And we have our explosive duo, Ben Clark of TMS Capital and Matt Haupt from the Wilson Asset Management listed investment company, WAM Leaders, back on the show. They'll face off on three stocks today. The first two are Altium and WiseTech Global, under the ticker codes ALU and WTC, respectively. These two companies form part of the WAX group of tech stocks, and these two companies have been smacked over 20% in February after missing their earnings guidance. The third company is Medibank Private, under the ticker code MPL. Medibank is Australia's largest private health insurer. The company is well off its all-time highs given the headwinds facing the private health insurance sector. With their different investing styles, it'll be interesting to hear what Ben and Matt think about these companies. And they've also brought along one stock each that you may want to consider axing from your portfolio. Let's jump straight in to hear what they think. Please note that this episode was recorded on 26 February 2020, so some of the information may change by the time you listen to it. If you enjoyed listening to the episode, please give it a thumbs up, share it with a friend, or head on over to Apple, Spotify, or Podbean and hit subscribe. Thanks for listening. Ben, let's start with you. Altium, the first ever miss since it was inducted into the WAX group, buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, I'm a buy on Altium. I think, you know, they actually came in at the lower end of their four-year guidance, and that was despite a small corona issue and an issue in the Octopart business. This is going to bounce around with sentiment towards the markets, but I think the company continues to execute towards its 2025 plan. So if you take a long-term view, I think this is a good entry point again.
Matt, do you share Ben's optimism here?
No, I'm going to go with a sell. I think the flag risks around guidance, which is very much a red flag for us. So that gives them their out for a next downgrade. So for us, there's another downgrade coming, and it's a sell at the moment.
Okay. Matt, speaking of red flags, we're going to move on to WiseTech Global. Short attacks, missing guidance, seems to have the hallmarks of a horror movie, buy, hold, sell.
Well, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with hold. I would normally say sell on this one, but I think a lot of the hard work has been done now by the share price. So for us, we're not going to own it, but I think it's a hold as if you had it in your portfolio at the moment.
Okay. Ben, how do you feel about WiseTech?
Yeah, I'll be a buy on this one as well, although I think this one is potentially at risk of a second downgrade because they have sort of put a fairly definitive date when they want to see Coronis of China get back on its feet and things moving again. But again, if you're taking a long-term view, that they've built an incredible platform that the global logistics company is now very reliant on. And, you know, we see volumes and activity returning to normal levels in time. And with that, I think will come a recovery in WiseTech share price.
Okay. If there's one thing that scares Australians, it's premium increases on private health insurance. So Medibank Private, buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, I'll be a hold on this one because it has come off pretty significantly. I think Craig Drummond is doing a very good job in a very difficult environment, but I think that's the point. The environment's difficult, and I can't see what's going to be the change unless we get some radical federal government new policy, which, you know, we just aren't seeing anywhere anyway. So I'm a hold. I think it's largely in the price, but where's the growth going to come from?
Matt, how do you feel about Medibank?
Yeah, I wouldn't own it, but I think it's a buy at $2.50. It's trading like 280 odd now. So I think if you had it in your portfolio, it'd be a sell. But I'd be looking to buy it if it got down because the company is sound. It's in a good sound area. But again, there's too many headwinds at the moment. Premiums, administrations, like it's too tough in that space. You've seen both Medibank and NIB downgrades. So for us, too tough.
Okay. So speaking of too tough, what is one stock that is too tough to own in a portfolio that you don't want to have? Matt, what's one stock to avoid?
I'm going with Boral. Mm-hmm. I think Boral, the quality of their results has been extremely poor over the last few years, and even recently with the fraud in their window business. The CEO is changing, the balance sheet is stretched, they want to do an acquisition. So for me, they come downgrade and come raise, which I think is the worst combination.
Okay. Ben, what's your scary stock to avoid?
Yeah, mine's Platinum Asset Management, which had $1.3 billion in net outflows in the last half. And although the performance, you know, for the investors will hopefully turn around at some stage, it's going to take quite some time for them to start printing good performance numbers. The performance fees aren't going to come through for a period of time. And I also think there's a lot more competition in the international sort of space for DIY investors in Australia, backed by some really quite aggressive sales teams. So Platinum have, you know, had this space to themselves. Magellan has taken them on, but I think there's a lot more coming through. So see a pretty tough outlook for Platinum.
Okay. Well, this episode did turn out to be like a pretty bad horror movie, but hey, at least you know what to axe out from your portfolio.